And our special guest, Christian Wild, myheartbook.com is his website. I invite you all to go there, and we're going to come back and take your calls with him next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Christian Wild with us, myheartbook.com. We'll take your calls. This hour will fly by. Christian, as we come up to Thanksgiving next week, there are a lot of cases where people have heart attacks because their triglyceride levels spike. What causes all that? The heavy eating? What does it?
Well, the average, and that's true. First of all, I have a, under the heart topic on the website, I have a complete explanation about winter heart attacks, holiday heart attacks, and particularly Thanksgiving heart attacks. Every year, the number skyrockets. Too much food, too many calories, and if you already have high triglycerides, they do what is called a triglyceride spike. But if you take, and it's on the site because I don't recall now, 1,000 vitamin C, and I forget how much E, but it's there, it'll help you control that spike. We take in a tremendous amount of fat and calories, but we're enjoying ourselves, you know. It's a time of festivity, but it's a reality that Thanksgiving produces a great a number of heart attacks. Also, people, guys, want to go out and play football afterward, you know, get you know,
we, out we, here. We think we're 25 again.
That's right.
We snow shoveling, too. Snow shoveling will do it to you.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Got to be careful.
Yeah. It's just a little caution, a little precaution. Make you aware of what you're dealing with.
Christian, what's going on with depression these days? Because you've got some people who just are depressed.
Oh,
and it's sad.
I've heard one out of five people may be depressed.
All kinds of reasons. Relationships, money, jobs,
well,
all kinds of
things. Jobs are getting better. Economy's better. That's been a great problem because a guy or a woman who has a family to take care of and can't do it in the way that they want to and are accustomed to doing it, taking care of their children, showing them a good time, putting them in the right schools, all of these factors create stress.
You know, I want to do a show one day on single parents, whether it's a man or a woman, but the things they have to go through, because let me tell you, they are precious as far as I'm concerned, because it is not easy raising a child or two or three and being a single mother or father and working, coming home, cooking. But what a show that would be. What stories we might be able to get.
I have a friend listening tonight who is a single parent, and he's raising his child that had neural...
Do me a favor. Syndrome. Do the research on it.
Yep.
And then find a second guest with you.
Perfect.
Who may have been a single. And then when we go to calls, we're going to get flooded with single parents. But I want to do that.
I'm happy to do that. I'm ready.
You're my researcher. I just turn you loose.
I'm like the good dog. You say, go out and get the paper, and I bring it in.
You do, or the bone, or whatever you go out fetching for. Tell me, though, about Parkinson's and Tumorac, if you would. What's happening there?
Yeah, because a lot of people contact me about it. 1 million people have Parkinson's in this country.
Including Michael J. Fox, great actor.
Right. And 60,000 new cases diagnosed per year. And I've heard and tried to do the math, one case diagnosed every 9 minutes. So while stem cells will ultimately be the answer, anything that can slow the destruction of this disease would be welcomed, certainly by coast-to-coast families who are dealing with this. I do hear from them.
Does it work for MD, too, muscular dystrophy?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we talk about dementia. There are several kinds of dementia, not just Alzheimer's. There's dementia from Parkinson's. There's dementia from MS. But how much promise is this for families? Turmeric, one other way turmeric has been shown to help Parkinson's patients is by regulating certain neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin and relieving oxidative stress, which plays a major destructive role in Parkinson's. There's another study I have to share with you. It was done by the NIH. They found that curcumin prevents the formation of a certain negative protein that's most destructive in Parkinson's. It's called Lewy bodies. It's named after the professor that discovered it. And it produces proteins that cause the death of neurons. So you have a nutrient that actually creates neurons to counter it. So it's a devastating disease like so many.
And sure is.
If we talk about gene editing, maybe we can understand how science is trying to destroy all of, you know, they say to us, we all say, he had good genes or he had terrible genes. And that's true. We are our genes. And so a disease like Alzheimer's and an APOE4 defective gene, cystic fibrosis, Huntington's disease, breast and ovarian cancer caused by mutations in the BRCA genes get passed on from generation to generation to generation. And what genes are all about, and this is the very first time this technique has been employed, and it's shown some great results. They can go in now and find that identify the defective gene that's going to be passed on to the child, and from the child to the next child to the next child. They're able to now to find, locate that gene and silence it. So gene therapy is all about turning on genes, turning off genes. Turn on the good ones, turn off the bad ones. And that's the new field of science. And I think it was George Daly, he's dean of Harvard Medical School. He described it as a technical tour de force.
How many of us, Christian, look at the lifespan of our parents? Right. My dad was 88. My mother is 89, still going strong. And you look at them and go, okay, that could be me. Well, now, my father's father passed away at the age of 50.
And I from heart disease.
Or something. Who knows? I never knew him. Mm-hmm. But I do remember... as my father was at that age, 50, I could see him thinking, this is the year I go. Wow. And then once he got past that, and, you know, in 51, 52, he just kept going. He was fine.
Yeah, he broke the sound barrier.
He did. Let's go to the calls. Ethna's with us in New Jersey. Welcome to the show. Hi, Ethna.
Hi there, George. Hi there, Christian.
Well, how are you tonight?
I'm fine. We're out in the wet snow and slush out here, but I just want to send out a prayer to everybody in California.
Thank you.
I'm grateful for all the wet snow weather we have and that we're not dealing with the wildfires.
That's true. You know, but every part of the country has its own set of problems, whether you're...
Tornadoes, hurricanes, whatever. Yeah.
There's no perfect place.
Exactly. Go ahead, Ethna.
No, there's not, but we'd like to send out a prayer to them.
That's wonderful.
And I do want to ask you, my dad is 85. He plays pickleball several times a week. He's played tennis since he was 7, but he's telling me that he can barely hold the tennis racket in his hand. And I've been trying to get him to take turmeric, but he says he's taken it and he doesn't see any results, and I don't think he's taking enough and taking it regularly.
Well, he's got to take the right kind, too.
And could he have carpal tunnel, Christian?
Yeah, it helps carpal tunnel. It helps every pain in your body.
It does. But,
it really does. In your muscles, every pain. But
you put black pepper in your formula. How come?
Well, without it, turmeric just passes through the body about 66% ends up in the feces. So without bioperine, which is a patented form, and 5 milligrams.
That retains it?
Huh?
That retains it?
It retains it, but gives it a 2,000% bioavailability. It retains it for 2,000%.
That's amazing.
But we doubled it. made it 10 milligrams.
MyHeartBook.com for Christian Wild. Next up, we go to John in Texas, and he's a first-time caller. John, good to have you with us.
Hey, George.
How are you?
Good to hear from y'all.
You too, sir. Go ahead.
You get me through every night going home.
Many more years to come, John.
I work for a defense contractor down here, and I listen to you every night going home.
Thank you.
That'll keep you well.
I was intrigued by the C-130, you know, the C-5s and stuff, because I'm familiar with that kind of stuff, and I was intrigued with that user. But I had a comment. Most of those fires, Colorado, California, Washington State, are caused from abundance of dried material. Is that correct?
Yep, absolutely.
Dried brush, dead brush.
And no moisture.
That's true.
No moisture. Why can we not get Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Kiwanis clubs, Lion clubs involved in coming up with some wood chippers and going out into these forest areas and clearing that brush?
Well, you're a broad thinker, and there is a lot of truth to that. However,
there's too much, though, Kristen. Isn't there just too much acreage?
Too much acreage, yeah. And it take you years, and it's still not going to take care of the crown fires, which spread from the tall trees to other trees to other trees to other trees. That's taking care of what's on the ground. But the real destruction comes from the trees passing the... particularly with the wind, passing it to other trees on down the road.
You know, could this have been arson, these fires?
Very definitely. I mean, if you were an arsonist and you could sit back and look at all this destruction that you caused, think about it. That's what they're about.
If you were a terrorist,
yes,
and you wanted to do something, mm-hmm, would you not do something like this?
Well, that was talked about years ago, several years ago. And
you know those fire type hoses that they had in World War II, that you turned on and out shot fire.
Yeah, I don't want to put any thoughts in anybody's head.
Kristen, listen to me.
One guy with a box of matches could do.
Yeah, but listen, you're not putting ideas in anybody's head, because a terrorist has already thought about that and 100 other things more than what you're thinking about.
Right.
So, you know, don't think you're giving people ideas. They already have the ideas.
Well, there was a story that I read several years ago, and this was found in a safe house in Afghanistan, and it was a plan to literally set this country on fire. That was their way of destruction.
Yep. You wait till it gets dry, and then you just spark it,
yep,
and let it go.
And move on, yeah.
Let's go to Chris in Columbus, Ohio, where we may be there next year in our live show. Hi, Chris.
Hi. I've been taking turmeric for quite a few years. Me and my wife both have diabetes type 2.
Should help.
500 milligram is what we've been taking every day of turmeric for a long time just to help out. My question is, so I'm retired. I don't have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can go to a lot of different shopping centers and get these things. I get my turmeric from Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's your opinion on, because, I mean, it's cheaper. Though. For $8, I can probably pick up a bottle. It can go as high as 32 in some places.
Yeah, so, you're probably getting what you pay for. There is so much misinformation on turmeric. First of all, it needs to be turmeric powder in combination with curcumin extract to be most effective.
Right.
Number one, you should have 1,000 milligrams. It needs 5 milligrams of bioperine or more. And if it's, well...
Well, Kristen, let me just say this, because you won't. Folks, go to his website, myheartbook.com, and look at the ingredients that he developed after we talked about this for a long time. We do not pay Christian Weil to appear on this program. He lives on his books and his research and his products. And I will say this categorically, he may be one of the best in the country for developing this. So just go to his website, myheartbook.com, and any little bit of turmeric will help.
Yeah.
But what you want is the best combination.
Right, and we give you 3 months' supply for the price other people are charging for 30 days.
Well, that's important for people to look at, absolutely.
And there's that new heart formula for people that are taking statin drugs or if they're not taking statin drugs.
Chris, come on out to our live stage show in Columbus if we set that date. We'd love to see you out there and everybody else in the Columbus area. That would be so cool. Next up, we go to Bruce in Woodland Hills, California. Hi, Bruce. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, George. Thanks for taking my call. And, Christian, I love your show. And, I just had some very bad news. 3 days ago, my closest friend of 40 years was just diagnosed with an advanced stage of dementia.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm trying to do everything I could to try to help and advise. And my fear is that he's just going to be bombarded with a bunch of medications that's probably not going to do anything and create other problems.
I don't think there's any doctors I've talked to that are happy about the three Alzheimer drugs, Namenda, Aricept, and Nexplanon.
Uh-huh.
Those are basically nutrients, and they don't really help.
And by the way, Christian does not say he cures things.
Oh,
he
no.
Can't say that. He's not a doctor as well. But what do you do about dementia, severe dementia?
The lowest dementia on the planet is in India. When Gary Cole from UCLA took his team of researchers to India to study Alzheimer's and dementia, he found that only 1% of the people in one particular village, over 65, had any sign of dementia or Alzheimer's.
And what is the common denominator out there?
Turmeric.
Yep. Absolutely.
Turmeric.
I there was a small article that I saw years ago when I turned you on to investigate this that just talked about the incidence of illnesses so low in those areas that people were using curry and turmeric.
Right.
And I just said, I don't have the time to do the extensive research that you do, and you love doing research. So, we turned you loose and off you went. Were you in shock when you started uncovering things?
Yeah, I right away I said, it's too good to be true. Can't be possible. Can't be the lowest cancer in all the world.
Did you say Nori's nuts?
Yeah. And the more and more... I don't want to shock you, but I have a study for the University of Massachusetts where they say turmeric is helpful in locating bombs, explosives.
Bombs? How?
Well, it's 50. I'm going from memory now. I looked at it last week. 50 parts per billion. And the next time I'm on with you, I will have a breakdown on how they are doing that. How does this spice do all of these things? Is it
like a detector?
Like a detector.
Interesting. Okay, stay with us, Christian. We're going to come back in a moment and take final phone calls. Here's your chance to talk to Christian Wild from myheartbook.com. And welcome back to Coast to Coast, our final segment with Mr. Christian Wild from myheartbook.com. A couple of his books, Miracle Stem Cell Heart Repair, Hidden Causes of Heart Attack and Stroke. And, of course, he was putting out the Christian Wild Stem Cell and Turmeric Research Report as well. And there's also a toll-free number that I should give you. It's 1-866-STEM-123. Very easy to remember. 1-866-STEM, STEM 123. Kristen, before we go back to final calls in a very rapid program, faster than fast, I wanted to get your take on these new guidelines for blood pressure. What are they and what does that mean?
Well, let's see. They've lowered it to 120 systolic, over 80 diastolic. They figure that'll bring 30 million more people into the guideline that normally would not be considered for a medication.
Is it a trick to get more people medicated?
You never know, but from what I read and looked at the studies, there is benefit in having lower blood pressure.
I mean, what is borderline? 140 over 90? It used to be.
That's what it was, yeah. And now we're talking 120 over 80.
That's a pretty big drop.
That's a big drop. That's a big drop.
I always thought 120 was almost perfect.
Yeah, you know, the two of the most popular medications, lisinopril, has been found to cause lung cancer. And the other one, let's see, it's a ARB. The other one has, I'll think of it in a minute, has the same problem.
Jeez.
So those are two of the most popular drugs there are.
Is that a new discovery about the lisinopril in lung cancer?
I saw it about 10 years ago, but this time it's become more obvious. If you've been taking the drug for 5 years, you've got a 14% chance. If you've been taking it for 10 years, you have a 31% chance of developing lung cancer.
That's crazy stuff. Okay, let's go back to the calls. You ready for some more? Are you there, Christian?
I just had to go look.
Oh, I thought you fell off your chair or something.
Yeah.
Joe in Monterey, California. Go ahead, Joseph.
Sartan is the other blood pressure.
Okay. Okay.
Hi, George.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, Christian.
Hi.
I take a formula of turmeric, a silica water like Fiji water or Volvic, coconut oil, and a pinch of black pepper. Mm-hmm. And I boil it in the pot, and I, you know, drink it down when it's cool enough. It's to help detox the metals in my brain.
There you go.
And you're sharper than a tack, Joe, so it must be working for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, my chess game's better.
Hey, we have to play chess one day.
Okay.
I wouldn't play with George Norrie. He's too good.
No, I'm not that good.
Give him a handicap. Spot him if you...
I don't know. How do you spot it? How do you handicap in chess?
Well, I don't know because I don't play chess.
All right, Joe, thanks.
My pay scale. I'll let you figure it out.
But what'd you think of his formula there?
If it works for him, it sounds good. Anything that shows an improvement is so wonderful.
Cancer warnings on popular ACE inhibitors. What are ACE inhibitors?
Those are the two, lisinopril. And when I fell off my chair trying to find the note I made...
You did fall off. I could tell.
Yeah, Losartan. Those are... that's so unfortunate because they are such popular drugs.
Knowing you, I'm going to remote view you. You're sitting at your desk.
Uh-huh.
You're in your chair.
Yeah.
You've got a glass of red wine next to you.
No, but I wouldn't mind.
Yeah. Next up, let's go to Daniel in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Hi, Dan. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you. I'll try to make this brief.
Sure.
I'm 68, and way back in 77, I fell asleep back home in PA in my car, and I got thrown out and, quote, I broke my back, unquote, and obviously lived to tell about it. They were conversing.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And I was a powerlifter back then, and I was about 190, and I lived through that, and I had subsequent athletic injuries. And I, of all fields to get into, I got into radiology, so I know anatomy very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2005, when I injured my spine again, the neurosurgeon looked at me and said, you have a spine of a 90-year-old man, and I don't even know how you're standing up straight other than you're built like a blankety-blank tank.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, I had another injury on my quad tendon, Christian. In my leg,
mm-hmm.
and which the surgeon didn't put a cast on me and didn't tell me that I could walk on the 14-inch long, four-rod steel rod mm-hmm. brace that he put on. So that made my spine, exacerbated it and everything. And then a couple years later, I had a redone where the surgeon who put a cast on really exacerbated because of the weight of the cast, didn't tell me that I could walk on the cast. And everything that I learned, Christian, in school, spondylitis, spondylosis, spondylolisthesis, scoliosis.
Stenosis, all that stuff, yeah.
All that, I mean, I look like a 90-year-old man. I'm bent over to the side, bent over forward, and people, you know, I mean, facially, I don't look like I'm a 90-year-old man, but I have to use a cane. I'm supposed to use a walker, and I've been using supplements for the last 50 years, but this pain, I'm ready to, like, blow my brains out.
Well, don't do that. But...
I know.
With
it's just, and this... And what you said, and I grew up, my dad died right after I was born. You guys talk about, you know, George, you talk about your family and stuff.
Yeah.
And my dad, he worked in the steel mill, and he smoked like a chimney, and that's where he died.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. And I'm trying to stay away from drugs because I followed my mother's addictions and stuff. And if it wasn't for the Lord, I'd be dead by now.
Mm-hmm. And, they all would be.
Hey, thank you. And, does turmeric help that much for, like, sciatica and all those?
I'm going to tell you a story. This is a very true. My stories are all truthful. But I have a friend who was a power lifter. He's also a master of martial arts. Holds his highest degrees in it. He's been awarded a master of, I don't know what the term is right now. But he heard me speaking at a convention that George was at in Long Beach. He came up and said, I was lifting in this particular meet. I had just broken the meet record, and everybody started yelling, go for more, go for more. He says, I upped it 10 pounds after breaking the record and blew out both knees.
Oh,
he
ouch.
Says, I cannot live with the pain. And he refused to have surgery. As God is my judge, he started on the turmeric. My turmeric. I shouldn't read. But anyway, he cannot live without it. He literally cannot live without it. And if he starts to run out, he'll panic.
But has it dramatically helped him?
That dramatically. We drive across town and give it to him because the pain is excruciating. That's a true story. That's how it helped a power lifter.
Give it a try, Daniel. Give it a try, and just follow up with us and let us know how things go for you. I mean, he's lucky he survived his car accident, but you know, it ratchets up your body after that. Tell me about these glasses that are available for macular degeneration.
You know, I hear from a lot of people, and I have a sister that has a macular, and so I hadn't looked before. I'm online checking them out. I talked to one company today. The ones that are under $100, I said, well, it's worth a try. If they don't work, I'll throw them out, or you can throw them out. And he said, you can send them back and get your money back. So there are several of these glasses that are supposed to help people that have macular degeneration. Incidentally, when we were talking about the trials for heart failure patients in the different cities across the country, if you are someone who is interested in that, go on clinicaltrials.gov and search out those trials. And if you live in Florida or you live in Kentucky or New York, you can apply and see if you can get into the program. You run the risk of getting a placebo, and George and I have talked about that. We don't want a placebo. But there is a chance that you may get the placebo. That's why these trials are free.
Right.
So we hope that you get the actual stem cells.
And you really don't know until after the study, right?
Nobody knows, not even the physicians that are...
Applying this.
Applying it. Yeah, they don't know until they unblind it.
Let's go to Scott in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hi, Scott. Go ahead. Good morning.
Hi, George. Hi, Christian.
Hi there.
I do have psoriatic arthritis. What milligrams should I be taking of turmeric? Because my thumb and my forefinger are swollen, and I am a photographer, and it's hard to hold my camera.
Oh, boy.
I will tell you that you will probably see a result in about 4 days.
How much?
Take whatever the prescribed amount is on whatever formula you're looking at. We got boswellia and ginger and bromelain and all those other nutrients in there to help enhance it to make it more powerful.
So if it takes two capsules, take two. If it says one, take one.
Yeah, take two capsules or two twice a day. Maybe you just need one dose. So, yeah, then it's also got ginger. It's got ginger, and it's got devil's claw, and all these things, boswellia, they all work together. They're all natural nutrients.
Scientifically, Christian, what is it about the properties of turmeric that make it do what it does? Have they broken that down?
Inflammatory. And most of the diseases, when you and I first started talking, George, and you really opened up my life here. You got a hold of the book, Hidden Causes, and you brought me on the show. And then 2 weeks later, you brought me on for 4 hours. You remember that?
I remember that.
I mean, I said, who is this guy, George Norrie? He's rescued me from the dung heap of broken dreams here.
of book publishing.
Yeah. And we, at that time, we're talking about inflammation's role. And from there, you know, it's gone on and on and on. And I look forward to these chats we have. I enjoy them.
Well, you help people, and it is so worth it. I've got to tell you, I got an email last week from one of our listeners who wanted to know when you were coming on. And then I do a chat on the second Tuesday of every month with our Coast Insiders. Uh-huh. And one of our insiders who, you know, pick up the membership said, when's Christian on? When's Christian on? And that was this Tuesday. Uh-huh. And I told him, I said, he's on Thursday. Good timing. But when I'm at live events and events that people have put on, and I'm a featured panelist or speaker, people always come up to me afterwards thanking me for you.
Isn't that nice?
Yep.
So I got to come and visit you on one of those.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Check in with Tom on those. He's the keeper of the schedule.
Thanks for playing that song, Tom.
When did you do that, by the way?
I got 14 songs in my CD. It's on the website, too.
Yeah, you and I were friends with the late Russ Regan, who discovered Neil Diamond, the Beach Boys, and he passed away of cancer just several months ago. But they're working on a documentary of his life, so that would be
I hope so.
Let's go to Jane in Sacramento. Hi, Jane. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good to hear you guys.
You too, Jane. Go ahead.
My husband and I have used turmeric for a year, and we've drastically dropped our need for medication for high blood pressure. And
we're losing you on the phone, but that's good. It works. And we don't recommend that you stop your medicines from your doctor.
No, it goes along with your medicines. But there are 15 drugs that turmeric has been shown to outperform. But you can take it, generally speaking, with your drugs. Always talk to your doctor or your health professional before.
Christian, when are these studies going to be getting really international notoriety?
I think a lot of them already are. I'm curious if it is a threat, and I've read many articles that say turmeric is a threat to the pharmaceutical industry.
Well, it probably is.
Yeah, because if it can, well, we know for sure it outperforms in all the studies, all of the NSAIDs, all of the arthritis drugs. So people, instead of risking their lives, are switching over to turmeric without side effects and having even better results.
That is truly amazing.
It's amazing.
I wish we had time for more calls, Christian, but we are running out of time. The clock is ticking. I want to get your website and your toll-free number out again to help folks. MyHeartBook.com, that's his website. Easy to remember. And then there's a toll-free number, 1-866-STEM, S-T-E-M, 123. It's that simple to remember, 1-866-STEM, 123. Christian Wild with us. And, of course, Christian, let's work on the single-parent story. I think that could be fantastic, don't you?
done. George, another great night with you and the Nuriites, and I thank you very much.
You have a great Thanksgiving, all right?
You too.
All right, my friend. Christian Wild, we will be back in a moment as we talk a little about interfacing with the afterlife.